It's Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. Joining us once again, as she does on many Friday mornings, is Hippo editor Amy Diaz. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy, I know you're excited for this, and it seems like a lot of people are very excited for it. Free Comic Book Day tomorrow.
Yes, this is one of my favorite days all year, my favorite sort of big events.
And it's become a really, really huge thing. I was looking at your story in the Hippo this week, talking about all of the events that are taking place in downtown Concord.
There are comic book stores all over the state that are giving away free comic books. I looked on the official website, and I think it's sort of in the neighborhood of 20. But like three locations have really kind of go all out with Free Comic Book Day. Here in Concord, Double Midnight Comics is going to, from 10 to 7 p.m., do their Free Comic Book Day extravaganza. They're going to have some comic book artists, some activities for kids. They're going to have a little bit of a costume contest here. And then, of course, giving away the free comics.
Yeah, there's a whole selection of titles that you can walk away with free.
Exactly. And they're made especially for this day. There are about 50 titles this year. And they're made kind of to be new reader friendly. So if maybe your kids are really into comics, you go with your kids. And then you can pick up some things that look interesting. And it'll be easy to get in. It's not like you're jumping midway into a soap opera or something. Mm-hmm. And so then down in Manchester at the other Double Midnight Comics location, this is like a huge thing that they've made out of the costume contest they have there. You know, and in the story we have in this week's paper, they were saying that it's kind of a great way to keep people entertained while they're standing in line to wait to get in the room to get their free comics. You know, you're standing there, but you're getting to watch Spider-Man walk by, mm-hmm. or a person dressed as Mr. Freeze from Batman, who I think that's the costume that won last year's contest.
It's kind of part of the community, the comic book community.
Exactly. And down in Manchester, they're going to have some cars there as well, sort of pop culture significant cars, a Bat Cycle, I think, a DeLorean from Back to the Future. I think even a General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard, as well as some groups that, cosplay groups that dress up. They're going to have the Brethren of Pirates is going to be there. Some people who dress up in Stormtrooper and other Star Wars characters. Ghostbusters, I think I saw on the list. So, you know, a lot of things to go and see as you go collect these comic books.
Now, the interesting aspect for me, too, is that this has become so much more than just at the comic book store itself. This has kind of spread into other businesses around town.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so, for example, here in Concord, the Double Midnight Comics has gotten together with some of the other downtown businesses, and they're doing, you know, different kinds of specials. So I noticed, like, one of the bakeries is giving away, I think, free superhero cookies. One of the cupcake place, New England Cupcakery, is doing special superhero and comic book themed cupcakes. Over at True Brew, they're doing special Avengers themed drinks. And then, you know, some of them are also having specials and stuff in the store. Again, a reason to kind of get people through the door of a store maybe they haven't been in yet.
And we should mention the new Avengers movie is out this weekend as well.
Exactly. It's kind of the perfect time because you've got the beginning of the kind of comic book movie season with the Avengers out today on Friday, and then Comic Book Day on Saturday. And actually, another thing they're doing in Concord is they're getting together with Red River Theaters, and kind of right before Free Comic Book Day starts, they're having a superhero party for the kids to, you know, come dressed up and do some different activities and then kind of do a little parade down to Double Midnight Comics. Another place they've done something like this is Rochester. Jetpack Comics out in Rochester has really made this a town-wide event. So you can go to Jetpack Comics, you can get a couple of free comic books there, but then to get more free comic books, you go around to, I think there's about 21 participating businesses, and you pick up comics at each business. Again, places that have nothing to do with comic books, but this is an excuse to get people in the door.
Sure.
And, you know, maybe you don't make a lot of sales this day, but it's a way to introduce yourself to possible new customers.
Yeah, it's another way to bring people into downtown.
Exactly.
Amy Diaz is editor of The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. And by the way, we'll have links on our website about Free Comic Book Day at nhpr.org. Amy, thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.